never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Megan Lynch, and you're back with Total Information AM here on KMOX. Our next guest asked the question, is America still a nation of small businesses? The answer may surprise you. With me now, Washington Post Department of Data columnist Andrew Van Dam. Welcome to KMOX.
Oh, geez, thank you so much.
I understand you are a Mizzou grad.
Of course. I spent a couple years in Columbia there, though don't tell anyone, but before that, I did my undergrad at the University of Oklahoma.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay, too. We saw this article, and I really want to dig into it because we hear the story all the time that the core of American business and American life is small business. Is that no longer the case?
Honestly, it is slipping away. That is such a fundamental part of the American identity that we are a nation of entrepreneurs, of small strivers. But when you look at the data, when you look at the Census Bureau's business dynamic statistics, which will break down just about anything you want into firm sizes, we see that before the Great Recession, 2008, housing crisis, that kind of thing. Yes, most of us work for businesses with fewer than 500 workers. But these days, 53% of us work for businesses with more than 500, and all of the growth has happened in businesses with more than 10,000 employees. So the real shift is from very small businesses to very big businesses. These days, we are really a nation of people who work for megacorps.
Andrew, what's caused the shift?
There are a million reasons, of course, but one of the fundamental ones seems to be a shift in how we looked at business regulation and antitrust in around the 1980s, around the Reagan Revolution, when folks from both parties, really, as experts tell me, started thinking that the ultimate goal of business regulation was efficiency, a better customer experience, lower prices, whereas previously they had been focused on fairness. And so the general idea was, well, if a big business gets us lower prices, if we pay less at Walmart than we did at the mom and pop shop, then Walmart's fine. but of course, this does have downstream effects because when that mom and pop shop goes out of business. Well, it's not just that customers are changing how much they pay, but their employees are changing how much they're paid. People are getting paid less. All of the profits are going, instead of staying in Columbia, Missouri, or wherever, they are being shipped down to Bentonville, Arkansas, or wherever this company is headlined. And so this shift in antitrust enforcement has had a lot of unintended consequences there, and that seems to be something that more and more people are realizing today.
Are there any types of small businesses that are a little more insulated from this, that just it's not the kind of business that would be a massive 10,000 plus employee operation.
Right. I was wondering about that too. And so I first looked at, you know, the businesses that are most likely to be really small. And a lot of those are just like things that there is no big business market for, like leather workers. You simply aren't going to see a Titanic, an international corporation putting out, you know, cute wallets or whatever. But if you look instead at sheer size, like which are the business segments that have added the most workers in very small businesses, that is businesses with fewer than 100 employees, well, there is one business segment above all others that seems to be doing quite well, and that is restaurants, which, of course, shocked me because I'm sure you've heard these statistics too. Doesn't everyone say that restaurants are like the worst business you can get into? There's a gazillion percent, they often say 60%, failure rate in the first year. Haven't you heard all that too?
Oh, absolutely. We were just looking at that a while back. I mean, and apparently the margin of profit is very small for these local operations, but people keep opening restaurants.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems ridiculous. It seems like how could we see restaurants adding so many small business employees given this narrative? And so I called around. I talked to actually an economist named Adam Ozimek, who, in addition to promoting small businesses, well, really economic dynamism as part of the Economic Innovation Group, he also runs a restaurant, a little restaurant / bowling alley / bar in Pennsylvania called Decades. And he said that when he was trying to get loans for Decades, he had to go out there and actually do data journalism, actually run the numbers and show people that this is a myth, that the 60% of restaurants do not fail in the first year. And actually, when we look at Bureau of Labor Statistics data, this is a slightly different database than we looked at before, but we don't need to get into the nerd stuff right now. We see that in recent years, especially in 2023 to 2024, businesses that are in the restaurant sector, or broadly that's accommodation and food services, but really that's 80% restaurants, we see that those businesses have actually the lowest failure rate of the 20 sectors looked at by BLS in that year, and on average, they have a pretty typical failure rate. So we're really only looking at something like 14% of restaurants failing in the first year, which is quite good. And that is, there are some very boring details on how those data are collected, which we're welcome to get into. But I should probably not just filibuster on them right now on the radio.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, you're listening to Andrew Van Dam. He is the Department of Data columnist for The Washington Post, and he's looked at whether we're still a nation of small businesses. As you heard him say, things have reversed a little bit. 53% of Americans are now working for businesses with 500 or more workers. Going forward, what are the pros and cons of this if this trend continues?
Oh, geez. So the con of it is that we are seeing less economic dynamism. We are seeing fewer startups. We are seeing fewer people competing with the big established players. And so, of course, as the market gets more concentrated, we do see that the big established players do have more market power. They are able to raise prices a little bit. And one of the consequences could be inflation. And this is especially compounded, of course, in the internet age, because online, there is no like local advantage. One single company can, you know, handle the social networks for all of America and, in fact, all of the world. And that the rise of those few internet gatekeepers has really put the squeeze on small businesses, because if you want to sell something today, you know, you either have to go through eBay or have to go through Amazon, which for ethical reasons I need to say is was founded by a man named Jeff Bezos, who also owns the newspaper I work for. But we try and be neutral in all cases. And also, if you want to advertise, you have to go through Facebook or Google. And so these few companies, by having a stranglehold, are able to squeeze small businesses. They're able to ask them, require them to pay higher and higher rates just to reach the customer that they've always reached. And that is the big thing that's changed, but also one of the reasons that restaurants are such a success story, because we are not right now and probably will never be in a situation where we order all of our, you know, pizzas shipped out of a warehouse somewhere in central Pennsylvania.
Well, Andrew, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you taking time to talk with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Hope to have you on again soon. That is Andrew Van Dam, Washington Post Department of Data columnist, joining us this morning on Total Information AM.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.